This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Blind Spot is a documentary created by Ironbound Films. It explores anti-Semitism on American campuses that exploded post October the 7th. The Jewish world was shocked by what it saw. In the blurb of the film, it notes that Jewish students are on the front lines of a modern-day civil movement. My guest now, Simone Silverberg, is an American student at the University of Albany in New York City and is involved in the local student organization, Hillel. I'm delighted to have her as my guest now to tell me what it's been like for American students. Simone, welcome and thanks so much for joining me. Simone, tell me just a little bit of where you are at the moment and where you were on October, prior to October the 7th.
Right now, I'm a university student. I'm in my junior year, my third year. I'm a criminal justice major. And on October 7th, I was at my university. I attend University of New York. And I was awoken that day by my father texting me about the news. We were still trying to figure out exactly what had happened, but I packed a bag very quickly and took a train down. I live in New York City, so spent that evening and the next day with the community in Brooklyn.
And I imagine, like everywhere else, there was complete and utter shock and disbelief as to what was happening. But I think the shock for, as shocked and horrified as we were, I think for diaspora jury, the really surprising thing is the outbreak of anti-Semitism that took place as soon as the 8th of October. And I wonder what your experience as a student was like.
Yes. So I think it took a few days for everything to settle down. I found that within the first few days, we weren't on campus, at least, seeing an immediate retaliation. However, within about a week or so after October 7th itself, that became the time when a bunch of protests and the hate that we saw on social media, it then exploded and continued to spiral throughout the coming weeks and months.
So what did you see? What was your campus like? And how did it compare to the well-known campuses that saw such blatant anti-Semitism, including students being attacked and abused and et cetera?
Right. My campus, I attend University at Albany, which is a SUNY school. It's a State University of New York university. So we've actually been quite lucky here. We have not seen the level of anti-Semitism and hatred, blatant hatred against students the way you have seen on campuses, well-known campuses like Columbia, Harvard, a lot of the Ivy Leagues. That being said, we have had our fair share of incidents, I would say. We have had a many number of protests and public showings of hatred of Israel. We have had Nazi comparisons made of that Zionists are Nazis and Israel are occupiers, and a lot of demonizing of Israel as Zionists. We have had dorms being vandalized. We've had mezuzahs ripped down. We have had, when our Chabad on campus, we were all at the Chabad to welcome a guest, a speaker that was coming. He had been an alum of the school and had gone on to serve in the IDF and was there to come and share his experiences. And it actually wasn't taking place exactly on campus. It was right off of campus. And there's an organization within many American universities called SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine, and they've become well-known within this entire fight. They came to the Chabad and stood outside and chanted and screamed and banged drums for pretty much hours on end just to try to disrupt our organizing. And this is the Chabad where they have an entire, the Chabad family is there. They have a number of children that had their bedrooms were in the windows right there, and they were being screamed at in their child in their home. And it's also a place of worship as well. We have, yes, it's been quite a lot.
I mean, and the frightening thing is, you said this isn't as bad as the better known universities, and it must have been really awful at so many different levels. Simone, were you expecting that? Had you any inclination before October the 7th that this was simmering?
I actually had, I think, some number of students who had never experienced things like this before were taken aback by it. However, I had had my own experiences with anti-Semitism back in high school, in around 2022, and I had spent a semester in Israel during high school, and then when I returned the following year for my final year, I faced a lot of anti-Semitism. I was removed from a class because I was told that being a Zionist was a threat to other students. And I had basically my entire class grade turn on me and refuse to interact with me at all for the rest of the year, and lost all my friends. So I had previous experience with this sort of thing, and I knew that that could happen, and that it could be presented through my fellow students as well as faculty and administration. However, I had not experienced before the level of nationwide unrest in the way that we have seen in the past year and a half, seeing it happen on so many campuses, just so many people that I know was a new experience for me.
You are involved with Hillel, and the Jewish communities, I think, throughout the world have stood fast and steadfast and resolute and refused to be bullied. And that's also what comes out strongly in that documentary, Blind Spot, that we are not going to be bullied. And I'd just like to hear a little bit of what you, as part of Hillel, have been doing.
Absolutely. We've had an amazing community, and the response to all of these events has been extraordinary. It's been really amazing having a community where everyone understands what we're going through and we're all there to support each other. I'm part of Hillel, which is, we have a branch on my campus, but it's also an international organization. And so the resources there have been incredible. I've felt incredibly supported this entire time. And through Hillel, we can also reach out to other Hillels on other campuses around the country. And I've been in a lot of meetings with other university Hillels, and the outreach and support from them also has been incredible. We've had a lot of events and meetings that we've held, and it's brought a lot of strength to me and my ability to continue and persist in bringing awareness to the issue. We had a meeting last year. It was our student government on my university's campus had brought BDS forward as a bill, and myself and a few other Jewish students came to read speeches in protest of it. And it was us versus maybe a room of about 50, 75 other students who all screamed at us and jeered as we spoke. And the bill did end up being passed, but it was an incredibly emotional and powerful moment for us as well. And it's also important to note that in the state of New York, BDS is illegal, so no state entity can pass that or be involved with it at all. So it's not going to have any effect on the administration or they're not going to pass it. It was just a student show of support for BDS, but that was still had a big emotional impact on us.
Yeah, it's incredible how the world actually changed on October the 7th. And I think what's so refreshing and why I really wanted to speak to you is to see how our youth are responding to this. And, it basically that documentary talks about how our students are actually our foot soldiers on the campuses and how reliant we are on you and how to the fore our youth have come in fighting this battle. And like I wouldn't have expected your generation to have to be the one to take forward that mantle. And the way that your generation has fought this fight has been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it has been quite shocking actually to think. I had never imagined as a child thinking about my future as a student at university that this would be anything that I would have to go through or face, that there would be any fight that I had to fight. But being in it now, it's hard to imagine it being quite different. And I've gained so much from the experiences from my community. The thing that I've noticed is that among all of the ways that we have found to fight and to more than fight, but actually support ourselves and find strength in our Jewish community is simply by continuing to do what we do and not necessarily change our customs and our traditions and the way we go about things. We've really just continued celebrating our holidays with joy and having celebrations. And that, to me at least, has been the most incredible and powerful thing. I think that's the best show of resistance.
I think on that incredible note, we are going to leave it. But thank you so much. And, every community, every diaspora community is facing its own challenges. We have different challenges to what America does, but we all have our challenges. And just know that, however far you are, that we know that there is this solidarity, irrespective of what it is we're doing. So thank you so much for sharing your insights and thoughts and what it's been like.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That was Simone Silverberg, and she was talking about her experiences on campus in America.